Thank you for asking me to speak, Jay. Good to be here. Big crowd tonight. Best thing I can say is that I've done this step, and you know, thank God I did. I wouldn't be around here today if I hadn't. And I was at my sponsor's house, and I knew this was coming up. We had just done the third step on our knees and stuff, and we just got up off our knees. And he started going on, you know, from reading the third step after the prayer right into the fourth step. And he laid out a format for me to follow and what I should do and this and that. And so the first thing I had to do was make a list, like the book says. And you know, he's a pretty serious guy, you know, especially with me, because he tried helping me before. And I just wasn't ready, you know. And so this was the second time around with me with the same sponsor. And so, you know, he wasn't easy on me this time. And, you know, he was a nice guy the first time. He wasn't a nice guy the second time, you know. And I basically knew if I didn't follow his instructions, he wouldn't be helping me. I knew that. So, you know, it was springtime and the Celtics were on. And I think they were playing the Lakers. It was the playoffs anyways, when the Celtics were really good and the Lakers were really good and stuff. And it was the playoffs. And so I was sitting in front of the TV with my feet on the coffee table, you know, watching the Celtics trying to make a list. And that wasn't going very well, you know. I get maybe a couple of names or something. I was thinking, Jesus, he's not going to put up with this shit, so... So finally, you know, I followed his instructions, you know. He didn't know that, you know, that's how I started out. But so, like, you know, like a lot of us are told, I had to lock myself in a room, tell my wife what I was doing, not to disturb me, you know, and, not, you know, phone calls or anything else. And, you know, I go in there with my cigarettes, you know, whatever I had to drink. I go to the bathroom first. And I get down on my knees and I would say the third step prayer. And I get up, you know, and I'd ask God to do this for me. He told me that was very important, very important. He says, we want you to stay out of this. We want God to do this for you. You know, if you let him, he will. And so I tried to do that. And I would get up and I start working on a list. It says in this reading here that we go back through our lives. So, you know, who I was ever angry at that day, that's whose name I put down, or a few people, whatever it was. And I go backwards all the way to kindergarten, and as far back as I could remember, and that was kindergarten. And when I do that, you know, on a daily basis, it took me a couple of weeks to come up with the names. You know, I kept on going through the cycle back through my life. You know, I try to think of, you know, I went to different schools and stuff, so I tried to think of where I was, and then when I could put myself in a certain place, the names would come up, you know, then I was able to think of the names, whether it was at camp or what school I was at, or, you know, wherever I was or whatever I was doing. So that's how I came up with a list of names. And, you know, I'm a sick bastard. You know, the way I look at it, the more names you have and the more resentments you have, that just means you're sicker. You know, to me. So, you know, I had about 350 names, and, you know, but I knew a lot of different people. My parents would keep shipping me off different places, you know, so different schools, and, you know, slunking out of schools, and, you know, getting thrown out of schools for drinking, and then with work, I was sent to the Midwest, you know, to run a plant out there in the family business. So I was always being shipped somewhere, so there was always new relationships beginning and ending. So anyway, you know, so I came up with the list, and then, you know, I had to write down the resentments. He said, you know, keep it simple. You know, this is second grade stuff. We don't want a story here. We just want, you know, what happened, you know, what you're angry at, you know, and, you know, what this person did or what you thought they might have done. You know, it says fancy to real. So, you know, whatever it was, I try to keep it simple, kind of like, you know, see Spot run, and, you know, see Jane with Spot, or whatever it was, you know. And I'd write it down, so it was like, you know, six or seven words, tops. Then I'd write down my effects, you know. At first, I had to write down the effects on top of the page, you know, personal relationship. He says you can abbreviate that, P-E-R, then R-E-L, and then, you know, sex relationships, S-D-X, and then R-E-L and stuff, you know, Every time, you know, I put down personal relationship right beside it in parentheses with self-esteem fear. You know, it was right beside it, you know, because that, my personal relationship were right into the self-esteem and right into fear. So right after the self-esteem, I'd write fear in parentheses. So, you know, there's seven effects and they'd be at the top of the page for until I got to memorize. You know, I had to memorize the third step prayer too, and so I got that done right away. You know, I wasn't watching the playoffs anymore and stuff. So, and then I don't know what it's like to start this and put it down. And what happened is it came, you know, in the end of the third step, it says, you know, it talks about vigorous action, a strenuous effort. And my sponsor explained to me that this isn't a part-time thing. This isn't when, you know, it's available when you think you can do it, you know. You have to set aside time to do this, otherwise you're not going to do it. And so I did, like, I was still, you know, I was doing a get-well job, and I was painting. And, you know, I get out of work at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'd be home by 4, I'd wash up, and I could write for a couple hours before dinner. If I didn't, I could write for a couple hours after dinner because the meetings weren't starting until like 8 or 8:30 at night back then. And so, you know, it was pretty simple for me. My wife was working. We had a child, still have a child, you know. And so, you know, I was able to do it. I scheduled it into my day. And so anyway, you know, I was doing the resentments. I was following the instructions. And like, you know, this was one of the happiest times of my life when I was doing this, you know. I felt like I was actually doing something for a change instead of just like, you know, existing. You know, because that's what I like. I'd like to exist and drink, you know. And so I went on a mission with this. And like, you know, and it just took off. You know, it took me about 6 months to do this fourth step. But, you know, I was very thorough with it. I mean, God was very thorough with it. You know, he told me exactly what to put down on paper. You know, there was no guessing to it. You know, it was like, I never really thought like, well, was that really a resentment? Or am I really angry at that person, you know? My sponsor said, don't think about it. Just put it down. You know, it's pumping in your head for a reason. You know, God's putting it in your head. And he told me to carry paper and pencil around with me at work and stuff, you know, to because you're going to think of names when you're not sitting there, and you're going to forget about them later on. And so carry paper and pencil with you. And so write the name down when you think about it. And I remember one that I didn't put down. I don't know who it is to this day, but I know it's something, you know, but it doesn't bother me. I mean, if God wants me to know what it was, I would have been known by now. So, but I know I missed something. And so anyway, it was like, you know, and the wife was okay with it because she didn't want me drinking anymore. It was like, whatever you need to do to get better is okay with me, you know, and like, you know, so she was great about it. In fact, one time I was in there writing and she knocked on the door and opened the door and said, what do you, you know, do you want this for dinner or that for dinner? And I took her head off, you know, because I was in the middle of, you know, whatever it was I was writing about. And it's like, you know, that's why I don't want to get into the third step. But, you know, my sponsor said, you know, read the third step every morning. It'll keep your emotions in check with your relationships with people because you're going to be out of whack. You're going back through your past and digging everything up that you neatly, you know, drank away or whatever, it's still down inside of you. You know, we're trying to retrain your thinking is what he told me. There's two parts of this. It's getting closer to God, and plus it's brainwashing. We want you to think differently, you know. You're not thinking normally, you know, and so we want to retrain your brain to think differently. And, you know, thank God, I had a really good sponsor to help me with this, you know. I mean, he was great. When I, you know, it was like, I was like in intensive care. It was like one-on-one relationships. I'm married, so I wasn't looking at the women, you know what I mean? I wasn't, you know, it was just like me and him. We go out every other night to like a speaker meeting, you know, and I'd have to, you know, I was picking him up and I'd bring my stuff with me so he could read it when I was driving. And so he kept an eye on it. And like, if I wasn't with him that night, I'd have to call him up and read some of the stuff, what I had wrote, so he could keep track of what I was doing and correct anything that he thought was, you know, incorrect. But there really wasn't, you know, that I can remember, you know. And so it was good for me. So it was just like being an intensive care, you know, just like slapping a paintbrush during the day and working on this and, you know, at the other times. And so, in fact, you know, I'm pretty sick bastard, and, you know, I still am today, but whatever. So I didn't know I had to do turnarounds, you know. I was sitting around here listening to people. You know, I just thought I was writing all the resentments out, you know what I mean? It was like, and then they were just going to disappear. I didn't even know what was going to happen. I couldn't believe it when I had to start turning this stuff around. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be 80 by the time I'm done with this. You know? It's like, Jesus Christ. You know, I had like 150 resentments against my father. Close to that against the wife, you know, and like, you know. You know, a lot of this anger was the same stuff over and over that I was writing down. But, you know, it was just different incidences, I guess. It belonged on the paper, you know. I had to get rid of that stuff that was blocking me off from God, so God wanted it down on paper. And there was a bunch of other, you know, stupid stuff, but I had to turn all this around. And when I got out of this, it's like, you know, I didn't really see how I was, you know, like I did when I wrote. The next step, I really saw who I was. But I saw what I was doing. I was like, I was just the same over and over again with everybody, you know. It was all repetition, you know. Like the selfishness, I'd never be loving and caring about anybody. You know, I was always thinking about myself, never thinking about the other person, what they wanted or anything else, and self-seeking. I wanted to control everything. Dishonest, you know, either I'm lying or I'm judging people. You know, I'm judging everybody. So that one and all of them. I was always judging everybody. And then the fear of everybody's opinion of me, you know, like I'm a scumbag, you know, so if they don't like me, I don't like me. It was all that shit over and over and over again, you know, and it was like, but I did it, you know. I still have a callus on my finger today from, you know, squeezing that pen so tight, you know, that pencil, whatever it was, you know, just, I'm like I didn't rip the paper, you know. I was so angry, you know. It was everybody else. It wasn't me. And I was like, so I started to get a little bit of a clue in here, you know, in the fourth step in writing this. But then I just wanted to get this done. So, you know, it wasn't 2 hours anymore. It was like more like 4 hours, you know. He says, if you write more than 2 hours, at least take a half hour break. You know, do something in between before you go back. And you could write another hour or whatever. And like, you know, towards the end, I was like writing it. He told me not to because it made your brain damage. I was like writing 8 hours, you know, just to get it over with. You know, but thank God I did this, you know. I take this with me every day, you know. I have to. It's like I'm always taking my inventory. I can't get away with not taking my inventory because I've taken it so many times with so many different people. It's like I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly what I'm doing today. It's like I'm not clueless anymore. You know, once you come in here and you start doing this stuff, there's no getting out. There's no escape. You know. You know, but thank God I did this today. I did it not to drink, you know. I did this so I wouldn't pick up a drink. At the end there, I felt pretty hopeless, like there was no way I was going to be able to stay sober, you know, because I had been around for a while trying to be sober, and at the end I drank when I didn't want to drink, and that's when I really knew I was screwed, you know. So I followed the instructions in here, you know, thank God I did, and thank God I had a sponsor who was, you know, wasn't Mr. Nice Guy with me, you know, so I did this. So anyway, it's good to be here. Thanks.
All right. And I'll say this again. If you've completed a fifth step out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous,